With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. FBI Director Christopher Wray says that Chinese government hackers are busily targeting critical infrastructure inside the United States, including water treatment plants, the electrical grid, and transportation systems. Wray says the U.S. must stay ahead of the threat posed by Chinese hackers.
We cannot afford to sleep on this danger. As a government and a society, we've got to remain vigilant and actively defend against the threat that Beijing poses. Otherwise, China has shown it will make us pay.
Wray says China's hackers are positioning on American infrastructure in preparation to wreak havoc and cause real-world harm to American citizens and communities. China calls the accusations groundless. The Senate's top Republican says drug companies have good reason to push back on a price-fixing scheme from the Biden administration. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Mitch McConnell supports the drug companies in their lawsuit against the government's price-fixing and the Inflation Reduction Act.
Companies have argued that the IRA's requirements constitute an uncompensated taking of property.
McConnell says under the law, drug companies that fail to comply with price limits must pay a high excise tax or withdraw from participation in Medicare and Medicaid.
Calling this price-fixing scheme a negotiation is like calling a bank robbery a transaction.
Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
The first of two back-to-back atmospheric rivers is pushing into California, triggering statewide storm preparations and calls for people to get ready for potential flooding, heavy snow, and damaging winds. The second storm is expected to wallop California on Sunday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 317 points. This is SRN News. Parents' rights groups around the country are rebelling against the diversity, equity, and inclusion curriculum being installed in public schools.
The problem with the word equity is that it's not the same as equality. Equality is equal treatment under the law, and equity is expecting every person to have the same outcome, which is impossible.
Sherry Few is president of the United States Parents Involved in Education.
They think they have to hold down white children and classify them as oppressors, and the minority children are classified as oppressed. So this whole Marxist theory of oppressor versus oppressed is being taught in early grades, and it is dividing children. It is dividing our country.
She says parents need to find out exactly what their kids are learning in school. There's more information at USPIE.org. This is SRN News. New Mexico is teaming up with Google.
The drought-stricken state is teaming up with Google to hunt for leaky water pipes using satellites. State officials have rolled out a 50-year plan for addressing dwindling drinking supplies. 70% of all treated drinking water because of breaks and leaks in old infrastructure. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham warns that New Mexico will likely have 25% less water available in five decades. John Scott reporting.
A large study ties contaminated drinking water at North Carolina's Camp Lejeune to an expanded range of cancers. Federal health officials released the study Wednesday. The study found military personnel stationed at U.S. Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune from 1975 to 85 had at least a 20% higher risk for a number of cancers, including lung, breast, throat, esophagus, and thyroid. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.